everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, everybody's excited about this one. Porno.
I know, everybody's like, porno? Yeah, all right.
Porno.
Meanwhile, YouTube is like, demonetized.
Yeah. Porno's a Shudder exclusive. It was good. It was real good.
It's not an actual porno movie. No, it's a horror comedy.
It's about porno. Yes, porno. It's a horror comedy. And it's about these kids working in this theater. It's a Christian theater. And they come across a damn porno tape film. And they put it on. They stayed late to work. They put it on. And it turns out it's not really a porno film. It's an extra-dimensional porno. And it summons a demon. It summons a succubus. And they got to fight a succubus.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. It's funny. Funny shit.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It wasn't like as zany as I was expecting. No. It was like the humor was a lot more low key, but I liked that better.
Kind of like along the lines of Bill and Ted One, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe not that zany.
And it's not that zany.
Not that zany. Yeah.
The premise of it reminds me of Demons, the Lamberto Bava movie about like the movie, and it made everybody in the theater like turn into like zombies or whatever.
Yeah, but it doesn't have it. The tone is nothing like that.
It's funny because this group of kids that are working in here, they're all so cute. Like, I love all their personalities, you know?
Yeah, they're all cool.
This is actually set in the early 90s because the movie theater, it's run by, like, the dude that manages it is, like, a big uber Christian. And I guess, like, all the teenagers that work there are also kind of, like, Christians because they're all kind of, like, you know, a group or whatever.
Christian-y.
Yeah.
The girl isn't that much into it, really. She's like... They say crazy shit. They say the same crazy shit that they really did say back in the 90s and the 80s.
Yeah.
But it's like a privately owned theater, and dude's a Christian, and he's hired nothing but Christians to work in there. And they have a lot of, you know, growing up in a Christian military academy, you know, as a young kid, they had a lot of the same kind of crazy misconceptions about shit, you know.
Well, yeah, they seem just, like, naive, but real not naive, like not like in an obnoxious way, just like in a kind of, aw, kind of way.
They're just like, you know, we got to resist the power of that pornography, you know, shit like that, you know. And a dude, fucking, one dude going on and on about all his fucking heavy addictions and all his sins and shit. Turns out it was just he smoked cigarette.
Yeah, and they're like, they make it like funny. A big deal out of it. Well, because that character who's the projectionist, they call him Heavy Metal Jeff, but he gets really mad about it because, like, it's not heavy metal, it's hardcore.
Yeah, he likes hardcore.
And he has the X's on his hands. I was like, oh, he's straight edge. It's like, so I don't know if kids nowadays would know what that is.
Bunch of stuff from the 80s and 90s, you know what it is.
But I know what it is because I think this movie is set in, because the two movies that were showing in the theater where they worked were Encino Man and A League of Their Own. That's 1992, right?
Yeah,
I think it's 1992, 1991. So these kids would have been the same age as me in that year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I graduated from high school in 1990. Yeah.
What was funny about the straight edge kid is that he had long hair. And from what I remember, all the straight edge kids all had shaved heads.
Mostly. And not all. I knew a couple that weren't. But
I knew some girls, man. They were cute girls that were straight edge. They had the shaved heads or Chelsea's, which is just shaved head with just bangs.
Yeah.
It was cute. They wore those little nylon flight jackets.
Yeah.
Doc Martens. They'd be like the flight jackets would be like maroon flight jackets with the fucking maroon Doc Marten, you know, oxblood boots and super tight jeans or BDU jeans and shit. You know what I mean? And they were a trip. They were cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just remember how it was. Kind of like punk rocker.
Yeah, I knew some people like that as well.
Yeah.
So it's just it was very funny because this was kind of like, even though obviously it's, you know, it's a 2019, 2020 movie.
Yeah.
But it is set during that time period and they really kind of got it right, like for that time. But like, I didn't grow up like a Christian or anything, but it's like I knew some people like that, so it's like and I like
the jargon was correct.
Yeah. So I liked that they did that. So these kids, and like I said, they're not, I like that it's funny, but it's not, they're not like making fun of these kids or they're not anything like that. It's just, they're very naive, but like I said, it's not done for laughs necessarily. Like it is, but you're kind of like laughing with them, not at them, kind of.
A lot of the naive shit they were saying was just being 18 and 19. That's you know.
True.
Being middle class, that's just the kind of shit you would believe back then. It's pre-internet.
Yeah.
A lot of the shit that they were believing in, they got right off of daytime television shows and talk shows.
Yeah.
Maury Povich and shit.
Yeah, and you could definitely so they really did like get the time period right.
Got the time period right, yeah.
But yeah, so this reminded me a little bit not only of demons, but also reminded me slightly any kind of like cursed movie type of thing like Antrim or anything like that, which we just covered not too long ago. But I have to say, even though the movie is called Porno, the movie that they actually find, like what ends up happening is they're staying late, they're closing up. And the manager is like, well, I have to leave for a couple hours, but, you know, I'll come back at midnight and everything, and then you can guys can go home. But he's like, if you finish up cleaning all the theaters, then you can watch whatever movie you want. Now, there are only two movies playing because they didn't have multiplexes back then, really. I mean, they did, but it wasn't as widespread. So it ends up that this dude, like, comes into the theater and is acting all crazy, and they just think he's a drunk or something, and then he like crashes through a wall or something like that was just kind of had a curtain over it and shit. And they find this whole other like sub basement that has like all of these other movies. And they find this movie that has like a weird like symbol on it. And so they watch it. And it's just funny because the movie that they're showing, it looks like, because one of them like leans over the other. And he's like, is this an art film? And he's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? So it's not a porn movie. It
looks like a Danzig video, if you ask me.
It
looked like a Danzig video.
It did
without Danzig, but the girls.
Yeah, because it had nudity, you know, it was like there's tits and bush and stuff in it, but it was just more like a, like you said, it's like a Danzig video.
Like a Danzig video, from the 90s. Yeah.
It looked like that, but I guess like she's supposed to be a sex demon, right? Or like a
she's
succubus.
She's a succubus, yeah.
She's a succubus. Yeah. So it kind of unleashes her, so they have to like fight against
this
her.
This movie's got some fucking badass practical special effects. This is the first time in a movie I ever saw a dude's balls explode. His nuts blow up, and his gay buddy fixes it, ties him up.
Yeah, there's I really, and, really like that all the violence in here is pretty much all dick-centered.
Yeah. And the dude's...
You don't see that
The
much.
Dude spends the rest of the movie walking real slow. With his nuts blown up. It's fucking good, man.
That really looks
good.
Really, really real.
It's
and
fucking funny.
This isn't like a super gory movie or anything. A lot of it is actually just character work, and a lot of them, you know, kind of like interacting with each other and creeping around, like looking for this demon or trying to figure out what's going on. So don't think of it as just like this, like, you know, gore a minute kind of like zany whack. It's not like that. It's kind of like low key. But when they do that stuff, like that one scene, like with the balls, was just, I was just like, woo, they went there. Okay. They're just showing it right there. And it looked like really, really realistic.
Oh, the acting's good. The storytelling's good. They set it in it's probably an abandoned movie theater that they found. Everything looks prompt.
Because it looks like a period movie theater from that time period.
Yeah, it looks good. And the acting is good. The fucking casting is really good. One of the main characters is this girl. She kind of carries you through the movie. She's pretty cool. She's cute. And there's this fucking... The dude was praying over her one time, and he said... What he said? Something about... Lord, or what is this? This is not... What is it about her mascara wasn't enough to conceal her love for the Lord?
Yeah, her makeup
some shit
isn't
like that.
Enough. And
she's
just kind of looking
she's like,
like,
what? Yeah, you know.
Because she was like kind of a 90s style sort of quasi-goth, I
guess. Yeah, so she had thick eyeliner on, you know, and fucking...
Listen to the Cure.
Her boss was like, you know, don't be fooled by the eyeliner. She loves you, you know, kind of shit like that. And she's like, what the fuck is this all about? It's fucking funny.
Yeah, it's like, I thought it was really entertaining. Yeah. Like I watched like a couple other reviews of it. It seems, I think it's got 4 or 5 skulls on Shudder. I watched a couple reviews. There's not a huge amount of reviews of it, but... a lot of people liked it, but thought it was, like, too slow or something like that. But I didn't really find that, because I liked the characters. I thought they were, like, really charming, so I kind of liked, like, all their interactions and stuff.
You could tell who wrote it and directed it was somebody our age.
Yeah, probably had to be. Somebody that was that age during that time period.
Yeah, because they got the dialogue and the culture of the time right. That's kind of how it was.
I mean, I laughed at the straight edge guy. The straight edge guy was probably my favorite. Although they were all like really funny. I thought
that's the way the suburbs were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were like
even if you weren't religious, it was still kind of like that.
Yeah, it kind of was.
Yeah, their religion didn't really change it that much. It just added more funny shit that they believed in. They were more shocked when fucking perverted shit happened. That they were calling each other perverts for certain things. It's just fucking funny. A lot of misunderstandings.
Yeah, like I said, I liked that angle that they were all like these kind of like just naive Christian kids, and like they didn't really, they'd never seen any real porn or anything like really, so they didn't really know what to make of it, like when they found this weird movie like Unleashed the Sex Demon, and they didn't like really know how to do like what to do about
it. And like one of them was a gay kid who he prayed the gay away. They sent him to
pray the gay away camp.
Yeah. And he prayed the gay away, evidently.
Well, not very successfully, I don't think.
He thought he did.
Yeah, but that's what they always think.
You just gotta see.
I liked that he was kind of like just, he kept like making up a girlfriend that he had.
Yeah,
like
making up girlfriend.
Not even like from Canada, but that's like the thing, you know?
And the girl that was there was into him.
Yeah, at least she was super into him.
Because he's a good looking guy, so she's just like, oh.
And
she had some fantasy of him in his fucking baseball outfit. They show. He tries to battle the demon by fucking doing a fucking nude dance. She's watching. Pretending like she's not into it and shit. Demon comes and gets him. You just gotta see it, man. It's fucking funny.
Yeah, I really liked it. Yeah. I thought it was really funny. Like I said, don't expect it to be like super zany like Evil Dead or super gory or anything. No. It does have some like really good gore effects. Like I said, if you're squeamish about seeing like dicks and balls get fucked up, then you might not be too jazzed about this. Because like I said, pretty much all the violence in here is directed toward penises.
Yeah.
Which like, that's kind of refreshing. You don't really see that much in movies. But so yeah, if that's going to bother you, you probably don't want to watch it. But like I said, a lot of it is just kind of like them interacting with each other and like creeping around like this creepy movie theater. I should add too, like, just kind of on another topic, the same day that Shudder added this movie, which was yesterday I guess or the day before, they also added a huge like Mario Bava collection. I guess there was like 6 or 7 like Mario Bava films. There's like fucking Bay of Blood is on there, Black Sabbath is on there, The Whip and the Body is on there.
Yeah.
Like just a shit ton of Mario Bava movies.
Peninsula's going on there after I bought it.
Yeah, we just noticed that like Peninsula, they're like, oh, coming soon. We're like, God damn it, we just bought that for $15 and we could have seen it for free.
Yeah.
Oh well. What are you gonna do? We didn't know. But yeah, so anything else you would like to add?
No, that's it. This is a good movie. You guys probably like it.
Yeah, I had a good time with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. It was charming. And, you know, I liked all the exploding balls. And, you know, that was very funny.
Yeah.
Because I was like, when bad things happen to male genitalia in movies. I don't know why. It's just very entertaining to me.
It's all that fucking misogynistic shit. What's the reverse of misogyny? It's when
misandry.
It's all that misandryist shit.
Well, really. I guess it's just because so many horror movies have like violence directed toward women.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see violence directed toward men sometimes.
Well, it was the succubus.
You don't see it as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see it as much in horror movies.
Yeah,
you see it sometimes, but not as often.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why I find that more entertaining.
Yeah. She looks like something. Like I said, looks like something out of a damn Danzig movie or Danzig video.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys know what I'm talking about. That's probably where they got the idea, because that's around the same time period.
Yeah, that would have been right around the same. Because they were like, make it look like kind of a...
Something out of Danzig.
Yeah, that's, you know, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you have Shudder, check it out. And like I said, you can also have like a whole fucking all-day marathon of Mario Bava movies, too, if you're into that, which I'm kind of excited about that. Because I've seen most of his movies, but they added a couple that I hadn't seen, so I'm kind of... I'll probably watch those over the next couple days. And if you are in the United States, everybody have a really good Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
Tom
got shit to do.
We got, well,
I did some of the cooking, got pies.
We got the...
I got all the damn onions and celery pre-cooked. That's for the stuffing.
Well, all that cornbread or whatever that is. You already did that.
Cornbread's made, yeah.
Yeah, so... We're going to stuff our faces tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
some cornbread stuffing.
Yeah, hell yeah. We already, like, busted into one of the pies today because we just couldn't wait. I had some pecan pie earlier. But, yeah, so have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And we will see you again live on Saturday. And we're going to go back to another true crime topic that should be entertaining. So, we'll see you guys then. And bye.